The IEP is the document that says the services and accommodations and all of the things that are going to be provided to the student in order for them to receive a free, appropriate public education, which is what the law guarantees, that students with disabilities have a right to a free, appropriate public education. And so the IEP team meets and puts together the IEP, which is an individualized education program, and it outlines everything that is going to be there to provide that student with the education that they need.
So what do parents, what kind of input, what's the parents' role in all of this?
So one of the things that I think is really important in an IEP is the parent input statement. Often when I am reviewing an IEP for a family, what I'll find there is there's a section in the IEP that is for parent input. And typically what I find is that the school staff has listened to what the parents have said, and they've written maybe a paragraph giving the parents' input into the document. But what I do for my own student, and what I encourage other parents to do for their students as well, is to write a parent input statement that will go into that IEP. One of the reasons that I think that's an important thing to do is because it's the one place in the IEP that you as the parent have like the full say or authority to say whatever you want in that IEP, in that parent input statement. Everything else needs to be discussed as a team. Everything else needs to be agreed upon as a team. But in that parent input statement, it's your input as the parent. And so you say what you want to say, what you feel like needs to be said about your child and your hopes and desires for your child.
So yeah. So what are some of the specifics that you do? You talk about the child's personality or some of their strengths or weaknesses, or what goes into this?
Yeah. So I have several categories that I have in my own students' parent input statement, and I write, you know, maybe a paragraph or two under each of these categories. And so the first one is just family life. And there I talk about my student's life at home and what that looks like for him and for our family. And so I, you know, that's the first thing, is just to kind of, you want to, in this parent input statement, you want the people reading it to be able to get an idea of who your child is from reading that. And so, you know, being able to share a little bit about their family life is important. But also, the next category is interest. And so there you would just describe your child's interest, the things that he or she is involved in outside of school. I think that's a important thing for school staff to be able to know just what interests your child, and to give them an idea of who your child is and their particular personality just by way of their interests. Also, their strengths and their weaknesses, and you mentioned that, and that's important, right? We all have strengths. And that includes students with disabilities. And so we want to be able to paint that picture for the school staff of what are the strengths of this student. And we want to be able to maximize those strengths. And so it's important that we're all on the same page about what those strengths are. But just like we all have strengths, we all have weaknesses as well. And so you want to describe your child's weaknesses. And what I tell parents is to be honest, but be careful also about perpetuating an unfair narrative about your child. I think sometimes statements that get written into IEPs about students, I sometimes take issue with those statements. And as parents, we want to make sure that we're not, you know, contributing to that as well. And then you want to talk about their goals, the goals that you have for your child, long-term goals. And so this might be hopes and dreams for your child, whether you want to see him or her graduate from high school. Do you want him or her to live independently, be employed? Like, what are your long-term goals for your student? And then also short-term goals, and focus on that next year when that IEP is in effect. And so just what are you hoping to see over the next year as goals for your child to attain.
So do you update this in every year? Do you write a new one of these and kind of update where you're at and do that kind of thing?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the IEP is a yearly document, and so the parent input statement should be updated every year. Now, you know, when I start to write the one for the next year for my student, I take the one that I wrote from the year before and I start editing it to begin with.
Sure.
Because obviously a lot of the things are not going to change. The family life is pretty much the same. He has essentially the same interests, maybe some changes. Maybe I've noticed a new strength or I've noticed a new weakness or something like that. But a lot of the information there is going to be very similar.
So for better term, this document itself, you want to spend some time on, and you know, maybe not put it together the night before and put something together and keep adding or subtracting to it, but spend some time on this.
Yeah, I mean, I tell parents that it should be thorough, but not too long.
Yeah.
And so I think 1 to 2 pages is sufficient, and you're just trying to give the highlights, the important things. But yeah, you do want to give some thought to it and make sure that the document accurately represents your student and will really do the best job that you can of giving whoever is reading that IEP a good understanding of your student. And I think one of the times that this really becomes important is as your student is moving out of elementary school into the secondary level, you're not just dealing anymore with one teacher, you're dealing with a bunch of teachers. And that input that you can give to those teachers to just say, this is who my student is, can be really valuable to them in preparing for the school year.
Well, the other thing, Adam, is we talk about this, and I think that you take a look at this, and especially as your child is going through school, this tells about them, and it's not so much just looking at a report card or looking at some comment a teacher has made. This gives an introduction to everybody for that year.
Yeah, I really love IEPs. I love the way that they start with the present levels of the student and where the student is now, and it progresses to where the goals and where the student is going to what we're hoping to achieve, and we talk about the services and the accommodations that are needed in order to accomplish those goals. And I really think that the parent input statement is an important part of that IEP, where you know, the teacher and the school psychologists and therapists and all of that, they can provide a lot of great information, a lot of data that can help shape the goals and accommodations and that kind of thing. But you as the parent are the one person who has been with that child from the time that they took their first breath to that point in time where you're developing that IEP. And so you have some valuable information that you can share as the one who knows your child the best.
I was going to say, you know your child. This is your child. And this is your chance, I guess, to say this is the direction, or even if there are some concerns with what's out there.
Yeah, and so concerns is the last section that I have in my student's parent input statement. We mention our concerns. We want to be honest but thoughtful about that, so it's not I don't want to use that section as a time to attack the school or to say, you know, this isn't. But we're going to be honest. If we have some concerns about what's been going on, we're going to be honest about that and make sure that our concerns are identified in the IEP. Again, this is your opportunity to say what you want to say in the IEP. And so if you have some concerns and things haven't gone the way that you feel like they should have, then you can do that and put that there, but in a respectful manner.